Okay, so I just came back from Camp Nobi Bosco. Anyone been there? It stands for North Bergen Boy Scouts. I was chaperone on a Boy Scout trip over the weekend. And thank you. Yes, I only did it because no one else had signed up. So I used to do a lot of hiking and camping, but it's been a long time. So long that I didn't realize that my what are those self-inflating sleeping pads called?
Thermarests.
My Thermarest has a leak. So I didn't know. So we were in tents on platforms, but nevertheless, it's just wood planks. And the first night, it took a while to settle down and get to sleep in my tent on my boards with my flat pad. And lights out had been announced as 11 o'clock. The scoutmaster, who I'm going to call Bob, had come back to the campsite and told the kids, "It's lights out, get in your tents." And then he went back to hang out with his friends from the Boy Scout troops from all over the Mid-Atlantic, who he only sees at these events. So it's like a great thing for him when he goes to these. So I eventually got to sleep. The camp was quiet. And then I was awakened by talking, and Bob and a couple of his friends from a different regional Boy Scout troop were sitting at the picnic table about 20 feet from my tent, catching up. And it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and then it was 1:30 in the morning, and then it was like 2. I don't know exactly what time it was, but it was well after lights out. And I was not falling back asleep, and I was really struggling with myself and my censorious nature and my shame about my censorious nature and like how to let them know that they were keeping me awake for over an hour now, and I really wanted them not to go on keeping me awake without hating myself for the rest of the trip and having them hate me. So I eventually did all the necessary social calculation and was able to get up and go out and, in a nice way, say, "You guys pulling an all-nighter?" I can hear your whole conversation, and it's really late, and I need some sleep." And they were cool with it. They said, "Oh, you should have told us sooner." I was like, "Oh, no, well, you know, it was fine." And they went to bed, and I went back to sleep. And the next night, they didn't hang out at the picnic table. I went to sleep much more easily. I was getting used to sleeping on the boards. And they were hanging out at the dining area, far from our campsite. But then they came back, and I was awakened by Bob and his friend at the next tent over talking about gear, like talking at 1:30 in the morning about tents. You know, because camping, like, there's a lot of talk about gear when you camp, like, that's a big thing. But at 1 in the morning, I was really mad. But it didn't go on very long, and I got back to sleep, so okay. Shh, you know. Moving on. So night 3 of 3.
Three nights.
Three nights. Long weekend. So on night 3, there was no chat. I got to sleep, was sleeping soundly. And then I was awakened, not by talk, but by a noise. And it had been raining. But it wasn't raining heavily when I woke up. So I didn't associate it with the rain at first. The noise sounded like this. Not so resonant because it wasn't on a mic, but this was kind of the rhythm. I thought some kid was like doing some drumming. It's like really bad. Like, I'm just going to give it to this kid. But it kept going on. I thought, you know, no kid can keep it up that long with a kind of steady rhythm. Not perfectly even, but pretty regular and continuous. So what was it? It must be water falling off the roof of the latrine onto a bucket. Now, I neglected to mention that shortly before we came to Nobi Bosco, they had some kind of problem with their water, so we didn't have flush toilets. They had porta potties, and our campsite had a latrine, which I had not used. I used the porta potties because they had toilet paper. There were some for women only, and the walls of the porta potties went all the way down to the ground, whereas the latrine walls ended at about here. So you could see the feet of whoever was in there. So we had this porta potty right by our campsite, but I had not familiarized myself with it. So the rain bucket hypothesis was plausible. Sort of. So, okay, I'm awake. I sort of need to go. I might as well go. And while I'm there, I'll move the bucket so the noise will stop. So, get my clothes on, get my shoes on, go out of my tent, start walking to the latrine, past Bob's tent. I can kind of hear him snoring. And I get close to the latrine, and first of all, the rain is just a light drizzle. Second of all, something just made me know that it was actually an animal. Yeah, it just, maybe it paused for a while, something about it, like I just realized this is something animate. And so the new hypothesis was there's an animal stuck in the latrine. I gotta get Bob.
Paybacks.
So. Bob? Bob. What? Bob, there's something going on in the latrine. I thought it was rain hitting a bucket. It's like, there's no bucket in the latrine. There's no bucket in the latrine. Okay, so I think it's an animal. Oh, okay, I'm coming. So he comes out. We both have our flashlights by now. I don't think I even took my flashlight the first time. So we go over. And there, like about, okay, so the, there are uprights, and there's like a kind of sink area with no water, of course, at the latrine. And in the corner where the upright meets the lateral, clinging to the upright is a porcupine. And as we get close with our flashlights, its spines go up. If I had faced that alone, my blood-curdling scream would have woken up everyone in the camp. So then I realized that sometimes you're paying forward for what you're going to need. That's my story.